As Baltimore County teachers return to their classrooms for the first time in nearly a year this week, some of them need not just pens and paper, but also masks and sanitizer. WYPR's John Lee reports on a program that helps teachers bridge the gap between what the school system provides and what they shell out of their own pockets for their students.
Mace Chapel Elementary School art teacher Megan O'Reilly is filling her shopping bag at the Exchangery on the Avenue at White Marsh. She's getting some basic supplies, but she needs more than usual.
I have these materials in my classroom, but being that we are really not able to share materials very easily, if a student forgets a pair of scissors, I can give them a pair. I don't have to take it, sanitize it. They can have that for their classroom and bring it back and forth.
Christina Montgomery, who teaches kindergarten at Mace Chapel, picked up a 10-pack of child-size face masks.
They're going to be excited, and they're going to talk a lot, and their masks are going to get wet and soiled, and we're just going to need some spares around.
After she was done shopping, Montgomery checked out with Exchangery assistant Cindy Whitcomb.
Glue sticks, you were allowed 9. You took 9
yes,
each.
Ma'am.
Regular pencils, 24 per bundle.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Took one bundle.
Yes, ma'am.
Sheet protectors, you took 2 sets.
Yes.
The Exchangery, which also has a location in Windsor Mill, is run by the Baltimore County Schools Education Foundation, a nonprofit that provides support for teachers and students. It also offers grants and scholarships. On this day at the Exchangery, the foundation's executive director, Debbie Phelps, is showing the teachers from Mace Chapel the lay of the land.
It's like being in Nordstrom's, just not high heels or jewelry. Go shop, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Another way it's not like Nordstrom's, everything's free. The Exchangery runs on donated money and supplies. Items are stored in bins, which are organized based on how things will be used. What teachers can use at their desks are in red bins, supplies for students are in green bins, and so on. Educators make an appointment to come. Once there, they can browse around and pick things out. During online learning, the basic needs have remained the same, according to Phelps, like the kindergarten teacher she knows, who has a student with no paper at home.
So the teacher will say, well, bring an envelope from the mail. You got to bring something to write on. Now, that's crazy, but that's true.
Teachers have dropped off supplies from the Exchangery at students' homes or arranged pickups at their schools. Baltimore County is phasing in twice weekly in-person learning starting this week. Children in pre-kindergarten through the second grade and students at the county's 4 schools for the disabled are returning first. Lori Council is a school counselor at Mace Chapel. She was looking for things she can use to help students make that adjustment back to the classroom.
There's going to be a lot of new routines and not a lot of new expectations that we've got to teach. Our first 2 weeks is really going to be focused on that.
Angela McGinnis is a 5th grade teacher at Mace Chapel. Her students can come back the week of April 6th.
I'm trying to stock up on as many like sets of pencil cases just so that everyone has their own individual thing at their own table, and just the things that I can make individualized for each of them that they can have their own little box of education fun.
The Exchangery estimates it's handed out nearly $300,000 worth of supplies through January of this school year. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
You can learn more about the Exchangery at educationfoundationbcps.org.